What if the COGOP promoted an executive branch slate in the 2026 election? By Pam Long. For the upcoming Colorado gubernatorial election in 2026, the Colorado Republican Party must rethink election strategy. An early October 3, 2025 debate highlighted that the current debate formats reveal very little differences to the voting public about each candidate. Republican candidates have very similar positions on issues such as the state budget, Medicaid, and cost of living. In future debates, candidates will start to criticize each other, and the Democrat Party and media will later use these criticisms against the GOP primary winner. Running as a slate of candidates. What if the COGOP gubernatorial candidates ran their campaigns like a slate? School board elections have utilized a slate approach to win. This is when candidates unite on messaging and resources to campaign together. What if the COGOP changed debate questions from abstract policy positions limited to in support of or opposed to how would you govern? Looking at the state government organization chart, one can see the numerous departments led by appointees of the governor. What if the COGOP assigned each candidate a department to review and then asked each candidate to discuss the needed changes? Below is a potential revised debate format with a department overview provided by each candidate. Department of Corrections, Jason Meixel, Teller County Sheriff. Department of Public Safety, Robert Moore, Army veteran. Department of Revenue, Senator Barb Kirkmeyer, focused on Colorado economy. Department of Transportation and IT, John Gray Ginsburg, an IT and cybersecurity specialist. Department of Military and Veteran Affairs, Joshua Griffin, Army veteran. Department of Local Affairs, U.S. Representative Greg Lopez, former mayor and Small Business Administration. Department of Regulatory Agencies, Senator Mark Baisley, engineer focused on government waste. Department of Labor and Employment, Will McBride, attorney focused on protecting small businesses. Department of Natural Resources, Victor Marks, with an emphasis on family, faith, freedom, and nature. Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing, Representative Scott Bottoms, with an emphasis on affordable healthcare. Other major departments are Education, CDE, Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, CDPHE, Department of Agriculture, and Department of Human Services. This proposed format would allow voters to hear very specific solutions to Colorado problems instead of pro-life and 2L slogans, which do not resonate with independent voters. This format would show a unified party working together instead of fighting each other. Whichever candidate wins the primary stands to benefit from all the others helping in the general election campaign, with messaging on the specific reforms needed in each department. If the COGOP candidate is elected to governor, then he or she has potential department heads ready to start immediately in the cabinet. Candidates. There are currently 21 Republican candidates for governor of Colorado. The top candidates in fundraising currently are, in highest to lowest order, Kirkmeyer, Moore, Bottoms, Lopez, Gray Ginsburg, Meixel, and Baisley. In addition to those previously mentioned, other Republican candidates for Colorado governor in 2026 include the following: Kelvin Wimberly, Jason Clark, third-time candidate, John Brooks, telecom background and proponent of smart cities, Bryson Garrison, fire chief, Stevan Guess, veteran with business background, Rabin Mahanti, Katie Pierce, Jim Runberg, telecom background. Maria Orms, cybersecurity background. Alex Mugato, energy focused. And Bob Brinkerhoff, retired state trooper. Some of these candidates do not have a website, and little information is available about their platforms. Strategic unity. With 21 candidates running, there's potentially a huge advantage for a slate to emerge and run together with the shared goal of winning the executive branch. If the top fundraising candidates work together in support of getting the most electable candidate to win, then resources can be optimized for a Republican campaign in a purple state election determined by the unaffiliated voters. Expecting voters to overcome political apathy and to vet 21 candidates is unrealistic. A unified slate, posturing to run government in a more financially responsible way, is the only threat to the Democrat control of the executive branch. Even within the COGOP, a unified slate is required to activate the base to get the vote out.